I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And this is the WEOL Morning Show.
Boxing style.
We were talking about presidents. Now it's time to talk to a king. Don King joins us this morning, the legendary boxing promoter. He joins us to talk about a special event coming to the Wolstein Center. Good morning, Don. Appreciate your time today.
Good morning.
Today.
It's just great to be on the morning show on WEOL. It is 9:30 a.m., you say, huh? By Bruce Van Dyke and Craig Adams. And it's a delight. We're going to have a great show in Cleveland on Friday night at the Wolstein Center. It is the showbox to the new generation, bringing in the young guys that will be champions of the world and will be capture the imagination of the people. So it's going to be Mayor Frank G. Jackson. And he's the leader of the band. He's got me in here, and we're going to be working because this is my hometown. So y'all in the beautiful city of Lorain, and I'm just happy to have an opportunity to present Cleveland worldwide again.
Hey, Don, how did you get involved in this event?
Mayor Frank Jackson was talking to me, and we were working with him along with the George Forbes and Clarence Rogers about the 40th, and this is the 40th anniversary of the thriller, no, the Rumble in the Jungle. Muhammad Ali taking on George Foreman. Well, the first fight I did was with Muhammad Ali doing an exhibition to save a hospital here in Cleveland called Forest City Hospital, and Ali came in and boxed four or five guys, and we had Wilson Pickett in the midnight hour. We had all of the entertainment and sports at the Cleveland Arena. And we spotlighted the hospital's plight and saved the hospital, and they prevailed upon me to go into the sport of boxing. So, again, here we come with United Airlines leaving Cleveland and all of the different companies that's trying to hit us, give us a black eye. It was time to put Cleveland back on the map and say, hey, Clevelanders, the spirit of Cleveland is alive, and there's no stopping us now. And we get knocked down, we get back up, we dust ourselves off and get back into the fight. So Cleveland is on the move, and there's no stopping us now.
Don, you've been doing this a long time. Is it still fun for you?
It is. You know, people are fun. You know, it's very important for this nation. This is the greatest country in the world. We have our problems, and we've got to try to solve those problems by working from within rather than without. But the idea of it is you can't find a better nation than this, regardless to its iniquities and injustices, and there are many. We have to work toward trying to resolve them and reconciliate to make things happen. And Cleveland has been one of the initiators of it. So, you know, when you see people, you see you see what Cleveland is all about. But the most important thing for me, I had a great evening on Valentine's Day, spending it with the veterans, the wounded warriors, and I invited them all to the fight at Wolstein, and they were at the Lewis Stokes Veteran Hospital, and I was just it was just a thrill to be with those who are the vanguard of our nation, the protectors of our soil, and those who protect the liberties and freedoms that we enjoy right now, being on WEOL at 9:30 a.m. with the rest of the guys here with Bruce and Craig. It's just a fabulous thing, man. But I seen the guy, every one of them, I say, come. So we're going to have them all there, you know what I mean, the wounded warriors, and we're going to get the rest of them. Paul Sharia is going to make certain to get the Army, the Navy, the Marines, and the Air Force. And we're going to have those guys there to see a great show and to be spotlighted around the world.
What's the state of boxing in your mind these days? You know, you talk about the 40th anniversary of Rumble in the Jungle. It was sort of a big spectacle at that time. Where does it settle in with a lot of people's consciousness of going boxing? I see a lot of that UFC going on. Is that kind of encroaching in on sort of the need for people to look for sort of a fight of some kind? Where do you think that comes
from? No, not at all. I think the UFC is great. I think Dana White and Lorenzo Fertitta did a great job. They both are friends of mine. Lorenzo Fertitta was the commissioner in Las Vegas for a long, long time as we go, and, you know, and they also own the casino out there. But the idea of it is it brings people together. What we need in boxing is a hero. You need a hero. You got to be able to that can qualify and identify with the people. And so what is happening is you lost the wide world of sports, ABC's wide world of sports, and the CBS sports and NBC sports, where they would be able to introduce these young kids that we are bringing to Cleveland right now, and you would have a familiarity with them. You would understand and relate to them. And in each different community, they would also, you know, exude that type of charm and magnetism that make community unity. We don't have those given those people there. The people don't know who the fighters are. So a fighter has to be able to distinguish himself now, get himself there, become the people's champion, and then you can be able to do what you have to do. Boxing will be around, you know, and it's a man-to-man. There is no timeout. You can't send in for a substitute. You run out of gas, there ain't no gas station in sight. So you cannot procrastinate. It's like life. You must deal with your problems forthrightly at hand. So it's, we're in a little, what you would call a drought season. It isn't a drought season. It's a drought of information season where you can't find who's doing what, where, when, and how. And we're going to try to change that and bring that back into the forefront because it inspires so many people to do so many things other than boxing, but the boxing conditions them and strengthens them and informs you and the people that they will be able to be there for them, and that makes community unity, and that makes us change things in ways custom and tradition as heretofore did.
Well, the title of the event is Don King Productions Presents Cleveland Show for People Care, world-class boxing event going on at the Wohlstein Center. What time does everything get underway at the Wohlstein Center?
I think the doors open up at 7 o'clock, but you got some great little guys named Angelo Santana. He's a young man who came over from Cuba, Cuba Libre. He's the guy who was on a life raft with 26 other people. When the World Church got him and they brought him to me, they end up, I took him to Madison Square Garden. He's been an excellent, excellent fighter. He only has one loss, and the loss was because he got careless. He started to forget where he came from and what he was about to do. All right, but he's taking on a real tough guy named Henry Lundy. Henry Lundy is up from Connecticut, Rhode Island area, and he's a tremendous fighter because I don't put nothing but quality matches on, the best fighting the best. And you have a young sensational, they call him the young master, Amir Iman. He's terrific. He's undefeated, and he's taking on Jared Robertson, not Sugar Ray Robertson, Jared Robertson. And so that's going to be two TV bouts that will be taking place, and we want to have everybody there. You know, we got people coming in from all over. Reverend Sharpton will be in here, Reverend Richardson, you know, and then naturally, you know, Al Lerner's lovely wife, you know, Norma Lerner, who was the former owner of the Cleveland Browns. They'll be right there. You know, Randy's my man, but Jimmy Haslin. I invited all the Browns. So the Browns, you know, hopefully we'll get there, and I will be talking to Jimmy today to coordinate the effort for them, that all that wants to come, we want them to be there, because after they shake up, everything is to recapture the glory of yesteryear and put it 2-4 again with the Indians, with Lawrence Dolan. Chuck Dolan is my best friend, you know what I mean? And, you know, he owns the Garden and Cable Vision, and Lawrence here has the Indians. So it's a thing here. We're going to bring the Indians back to the days of glory of the Larry Dobies and so forth and the Bob Fellas and things of that sort. Cleveland's got the spirit. The spark is here. We're in it to win it. We can't give in. We can't give up. And we can't quit. So victory is ours. You hear that, Bruce Van Dyke and Craig Adams? We are working together, and working together works. So we want you to be right there and to fight also, and make certain that everybody knows in Lorraine, the beautiful city of Lorraine, will be coming down to the Wohlstein Center to see Cleveland's Show for People Care.
Again, that's coming up on Friday, February 21st. Doors open at 7 o'clock. Lots of excitement going on, as you can hear in Don's voice. Don, you're always excited. We appreciate your time this morning, and thanks for bringing this great event to the city of Cleveland.
Well, thank you, and we're having our final press conference at the City Hall, at the Rotunda in the City Hall on Wednesday. So if anybody want to come down, they can see all the fighters. They can meet and greet the people with the mayor's hosting it at the Rotunda at the City Hall in Cleveland on Wednesday. So it's going to be looking good for all of us. And I really thank you and appreciate your time. And God bless Cleveland. God bless the people of Cleveland. And God bless these great United States. Thank you, Bruce. Thank you. And thank you, Craig.